Hello, everyone. I'm Arjun Kare. Thanks for joining us here at FOSDEM 2021. Would have been great if we could have done this in person in Brussels, like they've done in past years. Hopefully, we can do that next time. What I'd like to do today is give a brief introduction to Ampere for those of you who are just hearing about us, and then let's discuss Ampere's open source firmware status on our Ampere platforms for across various projects. At the end, we'll go live and then be happy to take your questions. So let's start off by first getting to know Ampere. So Ampere is a company founded by Renée James. She was previously a president at Intel. It's about 4 years old. And despite being a relatively young company, it's an incredibly experienced team. In both the semiconductor and data center space, from Renee to her staff on down throughout the organization, tremendous experience as well on ARM64, and so that's our focus, ARM64 servers, targeting both the cloud and the edge, and what we'd like to say is the first cloud native processor with our latest Ultra release. So. We're really excited for the future and where Ampere will be in the data center landscape. We're a global company. We have teams all around the world. Santa Clara is our headquarters, but we have offices in Portland and Raleigh. That's where I'm from, in Raleigh, North Carolina, Bangalore, Ho Chi Minh City, Taipei, and Shanghai. And so what that means really is you can have some meetings at odd times of the day, but that means 24 hours a day, there's somebody at Ampere working on making server SoCs better. So very exciting, great teams to work with. And let's just kind of just do a brief, finish off by doing a timeline of some key dates for Ampere. So as I mentioned, we were only founded just like about 4 years ago, October 2017. Renée James founds the company. And then within a year, we released our first SoC processor, the EMAG. As a 16 nanometer process, ARM V8 specs, 32 cores, with each core capable of doing 3.3 gigahertz. And then just last year in March, we introduced Ultra, what we call the world's first cloud native processor. And this is a brand new processor design, 7 nanometer process, ARM V.82. 80 cores on the SoC, and each core can hit 3 gigahertz at the same time. So an all-core 3 gigahertz SoC, and it can be in either 1P or 2P platforms. Now we're really excited about this new SoC, and you can go to Onintech or Serve the Home or Phoronix, and they have some deep dives. They put the Ultra through its paces. Definitely can go read those articles to find out more about how the Ultra stacks up. And last but not least, today is another key date for Ampere in our presentation here at FOSDEM 2021. And to be honest, my understanding is there's supposed to be a humor content to today's presentation, so hopefully I get the checkbox for that last piece. All right, so let's talk about the main thrust of today's conversation, our support for open source firmware. We're committed to supporting open source firmware in the ecosystem, and we're doing that two ways. One is we're enabling open source firmware on our platforms, and then active engagement with the community. What we find is that our customers want and are using open source firmware, and collaborating with the community just means further innovation, standardization, and ease of use of our platforms. And you get all the other benefits that we all know about, right? Security, stability, and then this iterative ability to build on new features that we're all contributing. We're engaging with communities to upstream our changes. As well hoping to lead in future developments, and we'll hopefully see examples of that as we go through this presentation. Now, the projects we're going to talk about where we're doing this is in the Theano Core EDK2 along with Linux Boot, OpenBMC, OpenOCD, and then our efforts in the OCP OSF space as well. Now, before we continue, I'm going to make some references throughout this presentation to our GitHub and our reference platform. So I just want to cover them quickly here. So we are, in general, working on upstreaming all of our changes to the main repos, but in the time being, The code is usually found on Ampere's GitHub site, which you can see here, but don't need to memorize it. If you just Google Ampere Computing and GitHub, you'll get to the same place. And then as well, all of the firmware we're talking about has been developed and tested on the Mount Jade platform. You can see a nice picture there. That's a 2P 2U reference platform for Ultra. I won't go into the specs. You can see the link there again on the Ampere Computing website. But this platform is really nice. It can support a ton of memory, a lot of PCIe lanes, NVMe, SSD, etc. So it's a great platform to work on, and you can find out more at the link. All right, so let's jump into the projects. So the first one, let's go into Tiana Core and EDK2. So as mentioned, we support the Ultra on the Mount Jade platform. Right now, we are forking the main repo into our GitHub, and doing our development there and our releases there as well. And to the right, I have a picture of our roadmap. I'm not going to